Awesome. Cool. All right. So I don't know who wants to start. What are you up
James
to in Bendigo? What are you up to in Bendigo this weekend?
We were originally booked for the Stratagem Winemakers Festival, which is on tomorrow at Rosalind Park. So, but since we played at the what's it called? Bendigo Blues and Roots last year, we've made good friends with the organizer Colin. So we were recommended by him for that, or they asked for us actually. They asked if he could get in touch with us and see if we were available for that. And then we contacted him and said if he could set up a sideshow for us while we're here.
Right.
So we're playing at the old church on the hill tonight. So it's our second time there. We came, it was the 30th of December, wasn't it? Because it was the night before New Year's.
Night before New Year's.
It was New Year's Eve last year. But it was only, I think, 8 of us that night. So tonight we're...
10.
9.
So how many are not... Like, what's your full band?
11.
37.
37. How do you manage 11 in your band?
With difficulty. No, it's actually... We get that question a lot from other bands that, you know, we play with. Yeah, and they go, like, we struggle to get, you know, 4 people in the same place. But I guess... when we were based in Albury, it was much easier with everyone being within sort of 5 minutes. But even now, it's sort of just an organisation thing. And
yeah.
And rehearsing in smaller groups as well. Like, you don't have to be 11 every time you want to rehearse.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be 11 to play, obviously, because we're not tonight.
yeah.
But, like, it helps that 6 of these guys live together in the same house.
Oh,
yeah.
That would help.
Yeah. Goes a long way.
And so, yeah.
I'll just check. Is that working?
Yeah.
I think it keeps going until you turn it off.
So, what do you like about playing in Bendigo?
Every time we've come here, we've had like really oddly, surprisingly amazing crowd feedback and engagement. So.
Just to make it difficultly worded.
Yeah. You've got to type every single one of them.
Man of adjectives.
Because, I mean, the festival, I think, surprised us all just by the size of it. Like, it was so big. So many venues and so many artists. And we were just pretty stoked to be a part of that. We played 5 shows over 4 days. So we were pumped to just have every one of them. But the Sunday in particular, because Georgie was able to come for the Sunday. We played at the... starts with E, the
Exchange.
Is the Exchange a pub near the roundabout?
Yes.
Yeah, so we played at the Exchange at the stage there. Just like 2 o'clock on a Sunday. Didn't think that much of it. Thought it was just going to be another gig.
Because we had to get back to Melbourne that night and play.
Yeah, we rushed off after we played. And we just thought it was just, you know, we just get up and play to whoever was there. But we had like 200 people. We had a lineup for our CDs and everything. And I think that kind of really took us by surprise. We're really stoked about that, and then Colin invited us back, and he said, you know, we'd gained a whole lot of reputation at the festival, and people would be keen to have us back, but the whole traveling to places where people we don't know anyone and still pulling crowds is kind of newish, probably like last 12 months for us, and this was Bendigo was one of the first places where we actually came back and played to a, you know, capacity crowd of people we didn't really know. That was kind of when we came back to our church on the hill.
Yeah, pretty gratifying.
Yeah, well, news spreads fast here, and we all on the scenes. A lot of people have heard about you now. Like, even I'm telling people, like, oh my god, you've got to listen to this band. They're like, yeah, I've heard about them all. When are they playing?
Yeah,
so
it's good. a really tight knit community here. Like, I'm not sure how big Bendigo is in
population,
but. Like, the music community, everyone seems to know each other. They all collaborate and help each other. They work with each other. It's an awesome music community here.
Yeah.
Talking to Colin about the Blues and Roots Festival as well, because they obviously, like, struggle a bit for funding, but they're also passionate about it, that he's basically willing to work at it 24/7 to make sure that it gets up again and again and again.
Mm. And the venues support it, which is something that is... pretty rare.
Strange to us coming from Albury.
We don't say that.
Colin was talking about the fact that like a few years ago the music scene was sort of a bit sad, and he's really been working hard at bringing it back, bringing live music back as something that people would just do for fun.
Mm.
On a weekend.
Yeah, go to a gig for the fun.
Or something.
Pay money to see.
I guess we're sort of riding that wave here a bit.
Yeah. for sure.
Yeah,
he's his work, him alone has transformed the music scene in Bendigo. Like, obviously people have come on board, but it was his passion and drive. So I caught up with him about 3 years ago when it was still not as huge momentum, or 4 years. And he was so passionate about it, and it's just grown and grown. So it's been awesome.
Well, the Blues Fest was very impressive. The massive scale of it. How can you have something like 40 different venues and hundreds of different bands, and like every single one you go to has people in it, and like lots of people in it? You know, even the couple of our earlier shows, you know, they weren't the biggest, but there were still at least like 30 or 40 people there listening to us. And then our later ones, we had massive crowds.
And
they were really stoked by that.
So the energy of that festival was different to a lot of festivals we've been to, because usually, you know, you'll have people in a dedicated space, whereas here it was, you know, a venue every 100 metres.
Mm.
And in every one, you had like an attentive crowd that was there for the music. Yeah, it wasn't
because they wanted to go and watch that artist, because they'd heard about that artist, rather than just stumbling into something.
And it was like the conversations on the street, you'd be like, oh, you recommend anyone? And like people would be like, oh, you got to go and see this person at this venue this time. And it was like another community within the centre of Bendigo in the same weekend.
It was quite strange coming back to Bendigo after that festival, because I hadn't really spent any time in the town before the festival. And I was singing on the streets, and you know, everyone just all thrown in together, you know, music on every corner, and you come back here and you sort of think, ah, it's not like that all the time.
Unfortunately. That would be awesome.
Is Bendigo not a musical?
It's interesting, it's because it's kind of like halfway between Albury, where we're all from, and Melbourne, where we all are now. In terms of not only size, but in terms of the music community as well. And it's really nice to go somewhere that's not Melbourne, because if you are playing in Melbourne, you can get into this bubble of playing gigs every other week and playing in the same venues and getting decent enough crowds. But, you know, it's not as fun as exploring other places, meeting other people, and going to other music communities and seeing how they function. Because Melbourne is just... it's big enough that it's always going to have a music community. And, you know, the venues are very supportive of that. But it's nice to come to I guess it's not really regional, but like a sort of a smaller centre, and still go, wow, people are still working hard to keep live music going here.
Awesome. Yeah. So I've got one more question. What's the benefits of, say, having a place like this to come to and stay while you're...
I would just firstly like to say how much I hate camping. I hate camping so much, and at every single like place where we're put up, my mood increases like it just skyrockets.
The quality of Georgie's performances is
directly
related to so this accommodation should make a pretty good show for Georgie.
But it really does. It is
Paul
like
and I
having...
are the big divas, and we're like
we can't get our throats cold. Well, there's too much dust.
Paul won't even go to the snow.
We had gigs at the snow, and Paul wouldn't go outside.
Well, you've got your voice as your instrument.
Thank you.
I'm not a professional singer. I have grown up singing in choirs and a cappella groups and all sorts of stuff.
It's like, you know. That's like if you guys just sat there and left your clarinet in the snow for 20 minutes.
That's exactly it.
But having a space like this, having a sort of a home away from home, like especially this space is so sort of inviting, and having that to come back to after a gig is so nice.
Because we play so many folk festivals where you do end up camping, and camping is really, really fun. camping is really, it is really fun, but it's one of those situations where, you know, because it's cold and kind of noisy and not particularly secure, you're not particularly restful. Like if you're at a festival for 3 or 4 days and you're meant to play every day of those 3 or 4 days, every day you get more and more tired, and like you have to work harder and harder to keep your performances at that same level.
Whereas you get really grotty.
Yeah, which I don't mind so much. But if you come somewhere like here, like we're not going to like suffer at all. Tomorrow's performance is going to be, you know, well rested and very, very professional, I would hope, because we're staying somewhere where it's, you know, so comfortable.
We had the fantastic experience at a festival in Illawarra. We were camping a couple of nights, and then on the, I think it was Sunday morning,
Saturday morning,
we had a 9 a.m. gig.
None of us slept.
Was it like 38 overnight?
38 at 1 a.m.
Yeah, oh. That was crazy.
It was like
humid.
The mats that we were sleeping was soaked with like sweat. My was anyway.
So you're feeling better.
I love the outdoors.
So this is the other end of the spectrum. Definitely.
Yes, yeah, luxury right. For us.
This is more homey than the actual house we live in.
That's what I was going to say. Our
house is nice. This is a nicer house than what we
live in. Our house is like, they're leaking every time it rains. Yeah. And it's freezing cold. Yeah. And now that it's starting to cool down.
Significantly so like, fewer keypads as well.
Have a luxury.
If you want us to settle in for a week.
We'll just do a residency in the lounge room.
Yeah.
The other thing is, there's so much gear being an 11-person band. And so many people.
Yeah.
That across the cars, if we have to fit accommodation gear like mattresses and tents and stuff as well, it makes more difficult. So
if we literally just
have to bring us and our instruments and everything else is sorted, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's like, and tonight we just rock up at the gig. There's going to be a sound guy there for us. We're hoping there's a crowd there. It's like,
oh, there will be. I'm pretty sure.
Everything's kind of organized for us, and we just bring our music.
Yeah, great.
In, you know, 2 years ago, we would have been trying to find a crowd to come by inviting our friends and people we hoped we knew. Mm. We would have been bringing our own sound gear, bringing tents to camp in someone's backyard.
Yeah. Or having to find our own, like, and pay for our own accommodation.
Yeah, which we have done before.
Like, we're super grateful to getting put up like this, because you can't afford to play gigs away from home if you are forced to find paying accommodation for 11 people, like, which is why we do camp as well, because you can't, like, if you even a hostel for 11 people is going to cost you hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Probably more than
you'll get paid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's just not worth it.
We've been to Canberra twice, and we stay upstairs in the hostel.
And it's just like
huge chunk of our pay.
The amount of money that we get paid for that gig is just gone.
Colin says the biggest cost for the Blues and Roots Festival is accommodation.
We've been lucky every time we've come. We're thankful for Colin. Someone's looked after us. It just makes it so much easier.
We're super lucky as well to have really great supports. Last time we played here, we played with Pat Ward. He's originally from Bendigo.
Yeah.
And now we've got Dear Prudence, who are originally from Bendigo as well.
Really? I thought they were Queensland.
I think they
go to Queensland. One of them is from here, at least.
Oh, okay, cool. And who's the other
Sherry
one?
Paddy?
Sherry Parry.
Yeah.
So she's from Bendigo too. I met her here last time I was in Bendigo.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's cool to get some local supports as well.
Yeah, great.
It's fantastic.
Colin's very big on kind of developing the young musicians around here as well. It's obvious that he cares a lot about that.
Well, yeah, Pat, we now go, myself and Ren go to uni with Pat now.
We're in the same
performance course with Pat, so it was nice to sort of play with him last year and then get to uni and have a familiar face there. I think that's what's really nice about the community here is the developing of the younger side.
It's what music's all about.
It is. Absolutely.
You can't say it.
it absolutely is.
Development of young people. I mean, that's what we're lucky for.
We're still young.
Exactly.
People get surprised.
Georgie's only 12.
Are you saying you're young or not young anymore?
I'm Georgie's definitely still young.
10, 7. Michael's 33.
Surprised at when they meet us how young we are. Mm. I think. Or how young we act.
It's just that you can't grow facial hair.
Oh, I know. Shame.
We've all got pretty shocking facial hair, though, apart from Ed and Kale.
Yeah. Ed and Kale bring the standard up, they're just not here. Like, they have phenomenal beards.
Somehow very off topic.
Thank you so much. I'm sure you've got lots to do to get to look at us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Enjoy your time.
It's so warm in here.
Just so you know, we're going to be changing the watch.
And not leaving. Sure, I'll send you the bill. I've got to work out how to stop this.
No, we'll come back here.
Typhoon?
We'll get Typhoon.
You can go to Schnitz again.
Aren't we?